This is Twit.
Wielding rocks and knives, Arizonans attack self-driving cars.
Yeah, you see that? Yeah,
that's a Google story.
This discussion's working out just fine.
This is these are the Waymo vehicles going around in Arizona, and apparently there have been 24 attacks on Waymos over the last 2 years. That's not a huge number. That's one
a
month.
That's what the original Luddites did. So I mean,
Luddites.com.
Yeah,
and we've talked about before. People really hate these self-driving cars. Sometimes I don't know why. People have pelted them with rocks.
People hate those robots.
The delivery robots. Yeah. In one of the more harrowing episodes, a man waved a 22 caliber revolver at a Waymo vehicle. By the way, he was mentally ill. He told police he despises driverless cars, partly because of the killing of the female pedestrian in Tempe. His wife admitted he finds it entertaining to break hard in front of self-driving vans, and that she herself may have forced them to pull over so she could yell at them to get out of their neighborhood.
She was yelling at the self-driving car?
Yeah.
I'm glad they found each other.
The trouble started, the couple said, when their 10-year-old son was nearly hit by one of the vehicles when he was playing in a nearby cul-de-sac. He says, I don't want to be there. I guess he isn't mentally ill. This was another one. I apologize. He has a different one. He says, I don't want to be their real-world example or their real-world mistake. That's a reasonable...
So this gets into something we don't think about a lot, but as we stick technology in cities, as we, you know, like smart city efforts, as we start taking over more of the world with technology, we do actually risk not having these conversations as like a democratic process.
They're saying we're unwillingly the beta subjects for this. I guess that's a real point of view, right? That's reasonable.
And it's not like, and that's the other thing, like lawmakers did decide this. So could they vote those lawmakers out? Yes. Could a politician run on an anti-tech platform? Probably, but that's not a great nuanced way to think about this. And I think that's where technology companies really need to like wake up and realize that they can't just fall back on data. They have to start dealing with people in all of our horrifyingly messy glory.
I didn't realize that Douglas Rushkoff, who works at CUNY, wrote a book called Throwing Rocks at the Google Bus.
Yeah.
He says in this article, driverless cars are like robot incarnations of scabs.
Douglas, and I love him. He's one of my favorite people on earth, but he's pure Marxist. So it's a Marxist.
Well, it's not a.
Right, so it says that there's an intervention here in a job economy, and that's what causes the.
But that's why the Luddites revolted, right?
Yeah,
they were losing their jobs to Jacquard looms.
Yep.
And these will, I mean, driverless cars are the future, and I also think tech companies need to talk more about what roles they will have. I mean. Unfortunately, it's not out yet, but I filed a story for IEEE about the role of people in autonomous vehicles. And they will have them. They will be remote controlled for quite some time in the future. So will it be a one-to-one? No. But so, yeah, this is frustrating because I feel like a little bit more transparency, real conversation between parties would actually go a long way in... We're not doing that. We aren't even building the tools to do that. So I don't know how to solve this. I'm going to go live under a rock.
I think we need technology that motivates people to moon.
In Ray Kurzweil, in his book, The Age of the Spiritual Machines, this is a great Wikipedia article, by the way, which I found on Pinboard, talked about 2019 and some of the things he expected. Now, he wrote this 20 years ago, almost. Some of the things he expected. He said... about self-driving vehicles. Let me see if I could find it. Computers do most of the vehicle driving. By 2019, humans are in fact prohibited from driving on highways unassisted. Furthermore, when humans do take over the wheel, the onboard computer system constantly monitors their actions and takes control whenever the human drives recklessly. As a result, there are very few transportation accidents. I actually kind of wish that were the case.
Oh, but people are going to hate that. I mean, people hate it now. Anytime we have something that interferes with our autonomy, we're like, screw you. If I want to get drunk behind the wheel of the car,
yeah, I can do it. It's my right. It's America.
I was just talking to a guy I know here, neighbor here, and his kids who are a little younger than ours. They said they don't want to drive. They don't want the driver's license. They don't want to do it. They hate it. Yep. I think there's going to hit a generational point where fine, I can play my video game while I'm getting there. Fine.
He also predicted that devices that deliver sensations to the skin surface of their users will make virtual sex possible. So.
Well, aren't there those things?
No.
Well, I was about to say, those things kind of exist. They kind of do, I guess. Time.
Yeah.
That's why I hate predictions.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
The dumbest job title, the most hubristic job title on Earth, this side of Messiah, is futurist.
Yeah.
Really? Not thought leader?
Well, actually, that's what a futurist is. They're leading our thoughts.